Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 23rd, 2023. You have your host, James J. here, and I am joined right now in studio by some of our favorite people from the ODC. We have our good friend, Callie Johnson, with us. Good afternoon, Callie.
Good afternoon.
Good to see you. Thanks for being here. And you brought a good friend of ours with. Albert is with us again. Hello, Albert.
Yeah, hello.
It's good to see you again, sir.
It's good to see you, too.
I'm looking forward to talking with you in just a little bit. Just hang on there. We'll be putting you to work in a second. Thanks for being here, though, Al. Appreciate it. Callie, how are things going? How have things been? It's been a while.
Busy. Yeah. Busy, but good.
We just wrapped up.
Yeah, I was going to say, should we jump right in?
Yeah, let's go ahead, because we just wrapped up the fourth annual walk and roll. How did that go?
Yes, it went well, as in past years. It was our fourth annual, so never quite sure if things are kind of tuckering out, if the community is going to still be there to support. I shouldn't really doubt our communities like that. I mean, but
it's understandable when you look. I think when you are in a when you work for a nonprofit, it's hard to always see the glasses half full.
Right.
You know, it's understandable.
You have goals you want to achieve, you're like, gosh, what will the response be for this event?
But this area surprises you, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, in the best way. So it was a great turnout last week at our in-person events at our locations in Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, and Marshfield. We did daytime walks at two newer locations, which is up in Wausau and Merrill. So we're just growing, and we're happy that the event is still relevant and, again, all-inclusive. We call it a run, walk, and roll. You can literally walk it. You can be at home on your treadmill. You can wheel around in a scooter, on a bike, in a wheelchair. It's so flexible, and we're just, again, blessed with the turnout and the support.
Did the newer addition to the event, the daytimes that you mentioned there, how did those turn out? Do you have a good turnout for those?
Yeah, decent. I mean, we would want to grow it in the future a little bit, but I think for the first time in those communities, it was great. And to get businesses to sponsor in those communities and just get to know ODC a little bit better and connect with us, that was really beneficial. So actually, I do want to call out all of our sponsors.
Got it.
It might take a minute, but I think that it's good to recognize the, again, the businesses, the local small and large businesses that are giving back, because we love people listening to patronize these places.
Exactly. These are people that are investing in our community. We believe in supporting local, and I personally am a big believer, and I support businesses that support our community. I spend my money at places that I know advertise and produce and work in this community, invest in this community, places like you're going to tell us here.
Yes. So our elite sponsors were Nasonville Dairy in Marshfield and Falker Brothers in Marshfield. All Wheel sponsors, Connexus Credit Union and Norm Elaine Farms. High Roller sponsors, Solaris, Lakeland Care, Bank Account Corp, Marshfield Clinic, Forward Bank, Simplicity Credit Union, Revision Eye Care, and Marshfield Senior Services. Our next level was our Walkstar sponsors, which were Seehafer Refrigeration, Greenway RV, Renaissance Learning, Retirement Wealth Solutions, Superior Paper Products, Paper City Savings, and Crockett Septic. And our step-up sponsors, Next Home Partners, Gamber Johnson, McCain Foods, Dakota Electric, Members Advantage Credit Union, Partners Bank, Anderson O'Brien Law, Chips Hamburgers, Edward Jones, Becker Income CPA, and then Festival Foods donated waters and bananas at all of our walks and locations. So again, just thank you to those sponsors for supporting our efforts at ODC.
And I'm sure not lost on the audience or you, a lot of familiar names there, a lot of businesses, a lot of places that not only have advertised or invested in previous events with the ODC, but in events, all kinds of places have ProFarm out here. We see those names a lot.
Correct.
Those are people we definitely want to support. Thank you for that, Callie. Appreciate that. And really happy to hear that it was a successful event, especially because that means we'll have a fifth. You know, and I want this to keep going.
Yeah,
it's a fun event.
Yeah, and we want feedback from anyone who participated, whether it was a sponsor, an individual registrant, someone who put a team together, about how we can make it different or maybe reinvent it or just just always looking for ways to improve. It's just, last year we supported over 1,000 individuals with disabilities in across 13 counties in Wisconsin. So we need, part of our fundraising is events. Yeah. And we want to grow it. We need to grow it as we're growing and offering more supports to people. So, any feedback would be appreciated. But we really kept the Ink Splash team busy this year.
I think we
printed over 400 T-shirts. Ooh. So, again, thank you to everybody that even shared it on Facebook. Or if you can't, we've always talked, James, if you can't participate financially, give back, like, give your time at volunteering at the events or sharing it with your friends and family, just kind of promoting it in a way.
You got some great pictures on Facebook of the event and encourage people to not only look at those, like them, share them on your feed, spread the word about these events, spread the word when they're coming up, after them. There is no bad time. Everything you're doing is helping bring attention to what the ODC are doing, some of the vital work in our community.
Yes.
And helps bring attention, hopefully, in some sponsors and things like that too, and resources to the ODC
as well.
You never
know with your one click, your share, who's going to see that next and then think of it and be able to help out. So
we're speaking with Callie and Albert, and I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but we've had a fun thing going on here at Civic Media where we're doing a blood donation challenge. We're calling on all of our listeners, all those heroes out there, to donate if they can, and they do so. Take a selfie when you do this, and we're telling people to take a selfie, so I mean, you know, that's real difficult. They love that. They do that, and you use the hashtag Civic Pints. You'll get in to get some tickets from Brewer games and things like that. But it's mostly about our people at Civic Media, and in particular Earl here, realized a great need, a shortage going on here, especially going way back to the pandemic.
Right.
Let alone the Red Cross has come out and said this summer there's been a decline in blood donations. So it's all the more important to have these whenever we can. And one of the things that I champion about the ODC is certainly you guys doing so much work for your clients, but how at the same time you were able to do so much for our community as a whole. And I think coming up is a perfect example of that.
Yep. Our American Red Cross blood drive is next Wednesday, so a week from today, August 30th, from 10 to 3 at ODC. So yes, there has been a huge shortage of donors, and the facts that they give us, it takes less time to give blood than to watch a summer blockbuster. You can save lives by doing it. So it's like a feel good movement.
Yeah.
And, if that doesn't get you enough, they do have several donor incentives happening in August, kind of like what you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's another one. But, all donors will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a summer fun grill package, which includes a wireless portable travel speaker, an insulated cooler, portable cooler, and a stand-up propane gas grill, which is valued at over $325.
Oh, yeah, it looks like a nice grill.
So everyone gets entered in that. People who come and give blood on August 30th will get a $10 e-gift card to a movie merchant of their choice. That'll be sent via email. And then they're doing this bonus promotion. A $25 Quick Trip gift card will be awarded randomly to a donor who comes to our blood drive next Wednesday.
It's a beautiful thing.
So, like you said, though, we do try to partner with local organizations, even though we're a nonprofit, we can also give back.
Yeah.
You know, we have the United Way campaigns coming up in September and October. We do American Red Cross blood drives. We've partnered with Boys and Girls Club. We do painting classes and try to visit the cultural center.
Yeah.
Like all these different nonprofits can really work together to achieve our goals.
We're so much stronger together. We really are, especially when you look at the nonprofits in this area and how much stronger they are working together than, you know, maybe 20 years ago when it was kind of crabs in a barrel more so. And now this area has survived so much, and I think in part because of that, because our nonprofits are working together and looking out for each other like this community does. You touched on it earlier, Callie, like weren't sure how it would respond, but I feel like, oh, silly me, I should have known because this community always shows up. But it's understandable because, you know, we've been paying attention. attention in the news. We understand the world today that we live in, but this area is just a little bit different, you know, and it reminds you of it all the time. Events like this are a great reminder. And it's a great way to be a part of this. You can be a part of all these things. You can be a part of the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge as well as this. You donate one place at the coming up on the 30th.
Yep.
You donate to this.
The 30th. And you can schedule appointments by going to redcrossblood.org. And then you'd enter the sponsor code ODC.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can also call. Yeah. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. So that's 1-800-733-2767 to schedule your appointment. Otherwise, just show up next week, Wednesday, from the hours between 10 and 3. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a team lead there, and we'll have a volunteer assisting. And it's a pretty smooth process if anyone's afraid to kind of give blood. I would encourage you not to be. Maybe some people have a fear of that, but others, I think you can overcome it once you come one time and see kind of how the process works.
Well, and you hit it on the head in the beginning here. There's not many opportunities that we have in life to be able to do such a good deed, you know, and the way that that feels afterwards. If you get in the running for this and you win some civic media stuff, or you win something from the Red Cross or something, those are all great, but the you already win just by doing this. I don't know if it's a feeling that we can express until you do it and afterwards how great you feel. I have a joke, a line that I talk about this, where it's a much easier way of being a superhero. You know, a lot of the great superhero names are already taken, you know, and you have to have the tragic backstory, and you've got to wear the tights or the cape, and this is much simpler. It's much easier. But I say that in truth, too, because you genuinely are a hero doing this. Anytime we're talking about somebody helping out somebody they don't even know, what is a hero? It is somebody that helps out people they don't even know. Strangers helping strangers. That's what this is.
Right.
So I may be joking a little bit, but there's some truth in there. I think you really are a true hero when you donate blood.
Yep, I would agree. And a lot of people that do this, like, don't do it for themselves. Like, they already are those types of people.
Yes.
So, but a little bit can go a long way. So,
mm-hmm.
So
we encourage you to donate.
And again, just like anything else, if you can't make it, share it so people become aware of it, mm-hmm. and are able to help that way.
Kelly, I'd like to get into painting with a purpose right now, too. You touched on this a little bit earlier, and this is one of those ones that any chance we could talk about, I like being able to.
Right. So Painting with Purpose is a class that's hosted at Milkweed Market once a month, typically on Thursdays from 12:30 to 2. And each month we bring in a guest artist from the community to do a different either painting instruction or some sort of art-related class. And so this month, August, it'll be on Thursday, August 31st at Milkweed. The guest artist is Lily Greenwood, and they'll be painting a beautiful waterfall. So we encourage everybody to like it on Facebook, or just show up on that Thursday at Milkweed at 12:30. All of the supplies are included, free. It's just a great experience, and our goal is to integrate the individuals who we support, individuals of all abilities, to the community members who come to these classes. So it's really grown this year, which has been great. But again, you don't need to RSVP. You can if you want. Otherwise, just come, and it's for people of all ages, people of all abilities. Mm-hmm. If you're the worst artist ever,
yes,
you can still come.
As I'm told, whenever these things come up, as I am probably the worst artist in the world, I cannot draw a stick figure. But I would have so much fun at this event. I would love going to an event like this because it's about that. It's about the fun and interacting. You mentioned that people don't have to register. Are there supplies or anything people need to bring, or everything's already there?
Everything's
for you?
Free and included. Yeah. So we have the canvases, we have the paints, we have the brushes. Sometimes we even have snacks, depending on the day. And it's Milkweed, so even if we are short of something, like, we're guaranteed to have it in the store, and we can put it together. But we just want to encourage everyone to move. You know, we've come a long way. We talked about it actually in our annual appeal letter. People with When we opened in 1986, we worked primarily with adults after they graduated from high school, providing opportunities for them to be active and productive citizens. But now, in today's world, people with disabilities are active in every aspect of community life. And so this is just one way to show that. Like, if you come to ODC or you come to Milkweed, you're not going to see maybe what you used to see or what you were used to seeing. And so painting with purpose is just one way where we're trying to get more community members to come in and realize all of the changes that have happened.
I think even for somebody like myself that has experience going back to that time in the 80s with ODC, and it's been pretty, you know, I talk with you guys once a month. I'm pretty familiar with the area. It's been a while since I've been over there. You know, it'd be really good for people like myself to check it out, and especially anybody who's never even, you know, stepped into the facilities. Maybe you've heard about the ODC in town or seen their name in places, but It's a whole different ball game when you get there and you get to see what's going on at the ODC. I also find it very inspirational. Very inspirational. I think especially you're out there and you're feeling your feelings. You stop over there, you cannot leave without a smile on your face.
Right.
It's impossible. Right. I dare you. Right. Go ahead and try. It's so inspiring. It's such a wonderful, the vibe there that you guys have created is so good. You can feel it before you even walk in the building.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, we're just incredibly grateful to have these opportunities to provide these supports, but we don't even think of it really that way, the way you're describing. I mean, you know it's a good feeling and you know it's good vibes, but like, we just like unintentionally
it's
put those out,
thing.
I think.
Yeah, yeah,
it's organic.
It's just, it's something that I don't think you could do that if you tried. I think it's something that just happens.
Yeah.
And it comes also from decades of doing this, of great work over great work over great work, great people coming in and out, people like Pam that got the ball really going over there and the people that have continued that work, you know, like yourself and everything.
Oh,
so it goes a long way.
Yeah.
Anything else people should know about painting with a purpose?
I did want to say
if there are, because you mentioned a wonderful local artist there. I know we have other great local artists, and maybe they might want to be able to host something or be a part of something like this. Can they reach out to you guys and maybe find out if there's opportunities there?
Yes, please do. I wish I had Brooke Porter's email, but you could call ODC and ask for Brooke. But she, I know, is actively always trying to find somebody who can volunteer their time for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So many people have so many unique skill sets. And so we're open to, again, it's called Painting with Purpose. I think we're going to be evolving it to be like Creating with Purpose or something, because it doesn't have to be specifically painting. It can be any sort of craft that somebody's comfortable with that thinks they could teach it.
Reach out to the ODC, reach out to Brooke. Otherwise, they're stuck with somebody like me. And again, I can't even draw a stick figure, people. I mean, this is not going to be fun. It gets a real artist in there. Thank you very much for all the information, Callie. Really do appreciate it. I'm going to shift gears a little bit here. I want to talk with Albert a little and you. I want to talk about Milkweed Market. Fifth anniversary, you guys. I can't believe it's already the fifth anniversary of Milkweed Market.
Well,
it was the fifth.
We just had it last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you think it went?
Probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, went pretty good, Albert?
Yeah.
What was your favorite, do you think?
Oh, I wasn't there.
The moms.
Mom.
Oh.
Oh, the moms, yeah.
You were there for that part.
Yeah, for that one. Yeah.
How'd that go?
It's going.
Yeah, yeah. Did you enjoy
it? Watering them?
Yeah.
Yeah. We did that today.
We still have a few left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Albert, how have you enjoyed working over at Milkweed Market?
Oh, it's enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy working there.
What's one of your favorite things about being there?
Well, I like putting stickers, price tags on.
Yeah.
One. Mm-hmm. And the other is when we sandpaper some of our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Take the paint, you know, and spread it out.
Yeah.
Make it look old.
Yes, yeah, that could be fun. That's such
that
a fun thing
fun.
To be able to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to encourage people to always check out Milkweed Market, especially you get to run into people like Albert. But Albert, you might not be there as much anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a new gig. Got a new job.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing?
Well, that one job, I have to do cleaning at the men's and the ladies' room.
Sure.
And then I have to wash the mirrors, clean them off.
Okay. Yeah.
And then what we do is we sweep the whole floor, and then we used the mop, mop it down.
Sure, sure.
So that's pretty good.
Callie and us, we were talking before the show and stuff, and it sounds like you have a new job that you're going to be, a new place you're going to be working at?
Yeah, that was the food pantry.
Yeah, the food pantry, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations about that. That's got to be fun.
You're welcome.
You're enjoying yourself over there?
Oh, yeah, pretty much so.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody treating you good?
Oh, they're wonderful folks.
Yeah, yeah,
there.
Yeah. Good. That's really, really good to hear, Albert. That's great.
Yeah, the program that Albert is in at Milkweed is called a group-supported employment program. So even though everybody loves Albert at Milkweed and is used to seeing him, the goal is for community integration and community employment, too. So that's why his hours have been reduced at Milkweed, because he landed this job at the food pantry, and that's just what people will get used to seeing at Milkweed.
Right.
The folks come there, get some training and job opportunities, learn different skills, and then move on to other jobs in the community for more independence. So
we touch on this from time to time, Callie, but you were hitting on it before, the evolution of ODC and where it started in the mid-80s and everything, and helping clients and helping people out of high school. And just I know we meet once a month, but every time it just hits me where we are right now, where it's not just looking to put these amazing people in the workforce in our community. You've created a workforce. You've got Milkweed. You've got the Ink Splash. That just is revolutionary to me. And it not only, if there was any hesitancy about hiring a client from the ODC, now you have the data to show, look how good they work here. Look at the work that they do. This area is very good about hiring people when it comes to this. But if there were any doubters, any hesitancy, that is completely nulled out by the data that you're able to show with people like Albert working at Milkweed and Ink Splash and that.
Yeah, what you touched on earlier is the truth. I mean, that was the pathway for people with disabilities. We provided a lot of employment and training opportunities inside of our facilities. Just a small number of people probably worked out in community. And now we have our social enterprises like Milkweed, like Ink Splash, right there as well. But those are meant as training opportunities.
Right. Yeah.
And then we're still really looking at community full-time integrated employment. And we've come a long way. There's still some ways to go.
Yeah.
But just doing shows like this and being able to bring Albert, bring David, Odessa. Everybody wants to come and talk about their job and what they're proud of doing. And so that's just a great way to get the word out and promote.
In this day and age, you've got a lot of employers out there looking for people and looking to hire good people. So bring attention to having these conversations. Hopefully they're hearing this and they're realizing, oh, I've got a resource right there that I haven't even tapped into yet. Tap into that resource. Reach out to the ODC.
Yeah,
they've got some amazing people there.
Please talk to us. Open the conversation up. There are temporary work experiences that people can provide first if you're a little hesitant about it and don't want a full-fledged hire right away. You do a temp. It's like an internship, and it's a great way to just get your foot in the door and see what it's like.
Yeah, I'm thankful, and I need the people out there to use these clients. I can't Albert's going to take my job. If you don't give Albert a job out there, he's going to take my job. I need this gig, Al. I need it.
You'd
be great at it. You'd be very good at it. Callie, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of the things we've talked about today, is there a good way to reach out to you?
Yeah, it's 715-424-2712. Obviously go to odcinc.com for hiring opportunities, events coming up, just everything we have going on.
Yeah.
And me personally, C. Johnson at odcinc.com. Follow us on Facebook. Follow Milkweed Market on Facebook. They've got food truck events coming up. They've got more sales with the fall and Christmas season.
Yeah.
Fastly approaching, which is crazy to say.
Yeah, but it's right around the corner.
But yeah, just follow and support if you can.
Thank you for the time, both of you. Really do appreciate you being here. Albert, always good to see you, and you too, Callie. Thank you for the time.
Thanks for having us.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.